so often, just when I'm alone. I can't help the longing I'll feel when you moan.
Project Camelot with the Blur Radio, and it is Wednesday, August 24th, and a strange Wednesday it is. Okay, I've had two guests now cancel on me, and the one just canceled in the last hour. So I'm in a sort of strange position here. I'm not sure why that person can't get to a phone or whatever is going on, but I assume it's out of their control. So at the moment, I am trying to sort of pitch it and open lines here so that you can go into the chat, and if you are listening to the show, you can ask me questions, etc., and I will sort of talk about the news that's going on out there, and let's see what we can do as far as if there's anyone out there who knows somebody who listens as a regular matter of course to my radio show and wants to come online to the show. Is somebody known? Is somebody who has information? Please feel free. Somebody suggested Jay Widener might be interested. I simply cannot sit here and make phone calls. So I'm afraid we're sort of in a strange situation. So at any rate, first of all, we have some news in terms of my Adam's Calendar and the Stone Circles of South Africa is a documentary that I shot in South Africa a bit less than a year ago, and it hasn't been released until now. It is now available. You can come to the front page of the Project Camelot portal.com or projectcamelot.org website. It all resolves to the same place, and click on the picture and watch the documentary of Adam's Calendar. Wonderful visuals of the environment and a wonderful story about how Michael showed me around all the stone circles. We went to Adam's Calendar, the wonderful energy there, and so on. So it's well worth seeing. It's about 2 hours long, if I recall correctly. And so that's just been made available on the Project Camelot site. Originally, I was trying to get that onto a DVD, but I just had some problems getting the logistics to happen. So it's now available for free on the Internet. I am going to press it into a DVD and sell it eventually, but we'll just have to wait until time allows for that kind of thing. I was on a radio show earlier today, and that was with Dr. Waterman, and he sounded like, for some reason, the group there neglected to actually I'm getting messages while I'm talking here. Yeah. It looks like maybe Dr. Waterman might be interested in joining me. I don't know if I guess he tuned in. I'm not sure how that works. So they know Dr. Waterman. So I'm going to try to tell my engineer. Sorry about this. I'm sorry. It's a little unorganized of me, I know, to have to go through this process. But we do get people who are, you know, I have a lot of people that want to be on my show and beg me to be on my show, and then at the last minute, strange things happen. There is something very weird going on in the universe, as everyone knows. So we have bizarre things going on. Okay, apparently there was a quake here in California today, in Central California, and I'm being told it was a 4.2. Also, And please, Dr. Waterman, let me know if you're there. I don't know if they're going to be able to reach him. I mean, he's there. He actually is saying he wants to come on. So, and I want to draw people's attention to something that's going around in the YouTube. It's got it's called YouTube ? Mass sighting. And believe it or not, this was in Carmichael, California, which is near Sacramento. The sky is absolutely jam-packed full of UFOs, and this is what you see when you see Jaime Masson's videos of UFOs normally. And for some reason, this individual photographed them in plain daylight, and I dare say that I wouldn't be surprised if hardly anyone saw it. I know a lot of people don't ever look up, and that is so bizarre. I'm not sure what's going on here. I think they're trying to add Dr. Waterman as I speak here. I'm sorry for the confusion. Anyway, this UFO mass sighting is absolutely fascinating because they haven't had something like this over the skies of California in maybe forever. I don't think it's faked. It looks pretty authentic. It looks just like Jaime Masson's material. It was sent to me by Robert Morningstar, who's been on my radio show and is absolutely a stellar witness. So, I don't know. It's something going on out there that we would get such a great UFO sighting, in the middle of the day in the Sacramento area. You know, my sister lives up there. I have to say that she probably doesn't believe in UFOs. Maybe this will change her mind. And then on top of it, I guess we're still trying to get Dr. Waterman. I'm not sure what if there's like some problem with calling him or what. I'm going to see if we can give our radio show. See, I don't know if it's because he doesn't know the Skype or I think that's the Skype name. It looks like he went offline. Okay, this is very bizarre. I don't know what's going on. It's bizarre. Okay. I don't know what's happening. I know he just Skyped me and said he wanted to come on. Maybe he fell off and he'll be back on. Okay, looks like he's coming on. Okay, so hold on. We'll try to contact him. This is what you call live radio. I know. I have to read these Skype names. It would be really nice if they made them clearer and everyone names themselves other things than what they are called. So that doesn't make anybody's job easier. Oh, my God. Without saying it out loud, I'm going to tell my engineer. Hold on one sec. Hold on. And he says he can hear me. I don't know if he's on or not. So now to get back to what else is going on. As you know, there was a huge earthquake in Washington, D.C., and it was felt all the way up to Toronto and in New York. And as I put on my blog, several people called me telling me what they were experiencing, including two friends who are in Washington, D.C. One person saying people around her were screaming. Another person saying, it was very, very powerful. And both people did have something of a premonition beforehand. There was a precursor, by the way, earthquake in New York City. Apparently, a few hours, actually 7 hours earlier, there was something like a 4.2, if I recall the number right, on the on the USGS. Of course, you can't trust them. You do know that. And by the way, we are trying to do an update with Dutch Sense tomorrow, as promised. But as all this, okay. So you're calling in on a. Okay, hold on one second. I'm going to try to get Dr. Waterman on. He says he's calling in on a listener line. Oh God.
Hear me?
Yeah. I can hear you.
Okay. Well, we got through the maze.
Wow. I mean, this is just so bizarre. I can't tell you. I don't know what's going on with the world right now. Well, I do, but actually I shouldn't know what's going on with the world, but I do. But still, I don't like it when it happens to my radio show. Let's put it that way. So why don't you explain what happened today? Because you guys didn't record my radio show, right?
Today we wanted to record the interview, Carrie, and something bizarre has happened. In fact, when we were online, which you did not know, was that the servers for the radio station maxed out and all kinds of things crashed and burned. So they're in the process of trying to find out where, if we've got an audio file that we can resurrect to put up for the listeners. If it doesn't happen, I guess we'll just have to do it again.
Incredible. Well, you know, and I was actually disclosing all kinds of stuff and going kind of hog wild over there with your encouragement.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it's really a pity that we didn't have a recorded show. Apparently, I've become quite dangerous, I guess, if I'm maxing out servers and all this nonsense. I kind of thought, you know, I was pretty run-of-the-mill, like, you know, Camelot information. But I guess that's not quite the case. I don't know whether to be happy or just annoyed that I have to deal with all this stuff constantly. And I am trying, if the engineer is listening to me, I'm trying to find my phone, you know, whatever that link is to signing in for the phones. Actually can't find it. I don't know what it is. It's been so long since I've used that I actually don't know where it is. I know that sounds really stupid. So
maybe I've got it, Carrie. If I find it, I'll send it over to you. Here we go. I've got you. I've got a link.
Okay. Are you still on American Freedom Radio?
No, uh-uh.
Nope. You're not? Oh, God.
Try that link. See if that'll get you in where you need to go.
Okay, let me see. Thank you. Because, you know, I do want to talk to people, you know, allow people to call us and all of that good stuff. Thank you. That worked. Beautiful. Lovely. So, They called you, but you're not calling in on a caller line now. You're just on the normal board, right?
Yes, I think I'm on a regular hookup that they have for guests, not the call-in for the board that you're accessing.
Okay. Now, I don't know if you heard me when I was talking about the mass sighting in Sacramento. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. It was sent to me. It is a mass UFO sighting that looks like the kind of thing you see over normally Mexico or South America that Jaime Masson takes. You know, I don't know if you've seen his work, but
oh yeah, the like you got a whole fleet.
Yep, millions, and the sky's full of them. It's the middle of the day, and they're all over the place in a place called Carmichael, California, which is somewhere near Sacramento. So that's pretty incredible.
Well, you just said something and completely cut out, started to say it was the middle of the day, and then all I heard was that's incredible.
Oh, it was in Carmichael, California, is what I was saying.
And when was this?
Well, apparently it's dated August 13th, but it was sent to me today by Robert Morningstar. He's sending it around. Apparently he's pretty impressed. I'm impressed, I have to say. I don't think a lot of people have seen this. And, I mean, to have a sky full of UFOs in broad daylight, that's big time.
Well, you know, you know how they seem to be triangulated or at equal distance from each other? I think Stan Deo actually described that the best, because the fields have this electrical toric buffer around each of the vehicles. It kind of spaces them automatically equal distance or further. Now, that means that they don't have to be equal distance, but if they start getting real tight or close, they're all going to be about the same distance if the energy field and the power source is equal in their crafts. So that field would be equal, and so they would be equal amounts. And we would assume then that they are equal, you know, because they're from the same place, the same group, so forth. And so they begin to maybe swirl around each other. But, you know, I've seen them go together. I mean, I've seen pictures where reportedly they spread apart and then they go back together, you know. So I'm not thinking that it necessarily means they can't go together. I'm just saying that when they are apart, there's this little kind of like the shields are up on the Enterprise, and it can kind of hold them off at a certain distance. And then they just go in a group at that distance across the sky.
Well, they are sort of like that, but I think they're a bit more random than that. Some are equidistant, but they're making some patterns, it looks like, in the sky. I mean, This is wild. I wonder, of course, I wonder if they're ours or theirs, and, you know, because there's so damn many of them. You know, if we have fleets of UFOs like that, our underground bases must just have huge garages, as you might say.
Right.
But anyway, now, on top of it, I guess we're going to go to a commercial, and so we'll be right back with Dr. John Waterman, who is once again sort of rescuing me.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it. Like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation, grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio. Live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
We are on with Dr. John Waterman, who has once again stepped forward to save the day, I have to say, in this very, very strange time we're having, as my guest, Rebecca Jernigan, for some reason couldn't get online, and I'm understanding, I guess, that she can't even get to a phone. So I don't know. I hope she's okay. I hope nothing dreadful happened, and I do want to say that Dutch Sense is supposed to be on my show tomorrow on live stream, and I'm trying to get a hold of him, and I have not heard back from him either. I've heard some chatter on the YouTube, I guess it was, saying, or somewhere, saying that maybe he's also been missing somewhere. Perhaps he just took a break again, or maybe he is. I hope he's going to get back to me soon, because I think a lot of people will be very disappointed if he doesn't show up for the Thursday as he promised. So, oh, God. And then we were just talking, Dr. Waterman, about the boats. Well, I guess they call them boats, right?
They call them ships, and usually civilians will say boats. So either way, but, you know.
All right.
You're a Navy guy. You'll get thrown in a drink for calling it a boat. You got to call
really?
It a ship.
Really? Oh, okay. I guess I have that backwards. I thought they called it boats. All right. Well, anyway. Shows you how much I know. So, but
me
I understand
too.
They were called back to port.
We're not sure. I've got only one source saying there's a call back on the Navy to come back to port from open seas. I don't know what open seas it is, all of them or what, but that's strategically a dangerous thing. Unless the geopolitical scene has required that to happen. Now, on the tails of that, just today, there is an urgent call to troops and some of the troops in Afghanistan, which were going to be pulled out apparently politically anyway, and Germany, which are just stationed there, to come back to the United States for some kind of urgent reason. Don't know why, but a lot of people that have Elanin on the mind might be thinking that's it, Earth changes, and you know, I'm more inclined to think that there's a impending geopolitical event, we might call it war, or impending danger like that, that might be causing this. And I think the spark of it, which might start it, might be actually economic. So, you know, that's what countries go to war for a lot.
Yeah. Well, obviously they're raising the stakes this fall. There's no doubt that there seems to be a ramping up. You know what? I can't believe that this is the 24th of August. I mean, that means we're at the end of the summer, the Labor Day whole thing, and then people are, you know, kind of back to work and back to school and all of that. So I didn't even have my vacation yet. No. So, so I just think that that's wild. August 24th already.
August. Isn't that just amazing? I've got to say, you know, things seem to be quickening. You know, a lot of people say, well, we're going to be frequencied up, or we're going to be beamed out of the universe, or we're going to go to another level. All I can address is that as you get into the galactic center line, the gravity wave is more. That raises your frequency, but that doesn't change your dimension. Doesn't mean you go from 3D to some other number D, you know. It just means that the density is less and the frequency is higher, but you still stay 3D.
I disagree with that.
Well, I'm saying in the sense that it comes to being frequencies in physics, in the physical realm, when you have less density, you go toward a spiritual dimension, which raises, so to speak, the frequency. If you get more 3D, as you might want to call it, or more dense, you have a lower frequency. I mean, you have a... Are you following me? Your
yeah.
frequency is lower, you're more 3D. What did I say the first time?
Yeah, no, you said it right, but the thing is that what you also said is you stay in 3D, and I don't think that that's the case. You know, I actually think the Earth has moved into 4D, and that this whole ET situation we're dealing with is by virtue of many of the races, especially the lower vibrational ETs, inhabit the 4D.
And well, so I guess how I was measuring the in physics, there's something called a reference frame. The reference frame has gone with us, and so what I was trying to get to was you can't measure the change because the reference frame went with you. In other words, if you could go outside of this dimension, you might be able to see that it did change. But when everything, your solar system, your planets, your sun, everything, and us went that way, then there's no you'd only perceive a change by something that you might sense more like a deja vu. Something's wrong or something's changed.
Well, and actually, I do understand what you're saying, but actually that is happening. People are experiencing sort of time lags, jumps, strange jumps. In fact, you could even say that some of these earthquakes and so on might actually be efforts of the Earth to catch up to the situation.
Well, it could be. Yeah, if you have a density change, but it's relative to all the molecules, and you've got to change relative size, I mean, what are you going to measure it to, this yardstick you're using? Because the yardstick's going to grow just as much as the planet grows. I mean, the molecules all shift the same amount, so you have to be outside of it to measure the difference. In other words, we could have had the planet go 15 times the size if everything relative to it did the same thing. How are you going to know? Well, the only thing you're going to know is this funny deja vu, I get the sense time's speeding up kind of thing, you know. And that's going on everywhere. I mean, I'm looking at August going, where'd time go?
Exactly. But there's more to it than that, I would say. Because
okay.
I think we do have things that, you know, your whole premise is that everything goes together. Actually, I think it doesn't, and that's why we are able to tell.
Oh.
And there are things that are being left behind. And this is the, you know, I'm positing this. Now, you may not have to agree with me. But that's where you get different perceptions, and that's where you get people that are able to sort of live in, even 5D and 4D simultaneously. they're straddling dimensions, and they're going from one to the other. You know the premise that we're not actually here every second. We're actually vibrating in and out of this dimension.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, the same thing with the reason why your finger doesn't go through the desktop. It's moving too fast, but it's not solid. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Exactly. And at the desk or a rock is moving slower than we are. So it appears to be more solid, but it's not. But to get out of that for a second and to go into something a little more concrete in our material reality, I wanted to go to the idea of what we're talking about in terms of what's going on with the financial situation, because I've gotten some back channel information I'm probably not supposed to talk about.
I can talk to you about it up to the point of breaching contracts. But I can say that it's extremely direct from lots of sources that are having high-level meetings about the economy right now. And what is going on isn't reflective. What they're discussing isn't reflected in the market. So, for example, what I'm saying by that is the market went up today. Everybody's talking. Of course, the pundits on mainstream media say, oh, we're having a bullish market, and are we coming back? Is this the end of the – you know, these people change their tune and react to the market, and they just blather stuff just to have something to say. When really, if they would really closely listen to some of their guests they have on, like on Squawk Box and all those kind of places, those folks are saying, folks, this is temporary. Gold went down. That's temporary. Market went up. That's temporary. We have fundamentals. They're broken. And this is the last big hurrah. So get ready, because it's going to rock your world. And that's what we're seeing in the notes that – well, I almost said it. In the notes that in the information that is happening in many venues of the financial and economic world, worldwide.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's really bad.
Well, I was told that this is by another sort of whistleblower source, okay, that basically cross-correlates other previous information, saying that they are taking down the financial system. They're going to do it simultaneously by a number of incidents that happen worldwide, and that they are that there are some major banks that are going to fail, and one in particular is going to be first. Now, this is the information I have. I know a certain name of a bank that's going to be first.
It's a big one, isn't it?
It's a real big one.
And I bet I know which one it is, because, well, I would have to concur. If I can tell you what it is, it wouldn't make any difference. I just can't tell you what the meetings were about.
Okay.
But you know, as we speak, many of these big banks are in meetings, not just this one you're probably referring to, but many of these banks are in meetings. And they're in meetings for the existence of their bank. I mean, for their career, their future, and everything. And as you know, it points. If you want to see where the fire is, look where the smoke is. You've got banks laying people off. You got Goldman Sachs laying people off. You have Bank of America laying people off, and that should tell you a lot of the story. I mean, we're talking about thousands. We're talking about one bank mentioned they were going to lay off 3,500 people.
Which bank was that?
Bank of America.
Oh, well, isn't that funny that you mentioned that particular bank?
Well, if you want to really know it.
And I didn't say anything about it.
No. If you want to know how many really, if you're a Bank of America person, you think 3,500, oh, I'll take that and raise that number to 20,000, because that's what's coming.
Big time. Okay, we have one caller on the line, so why don't we give this caller a chance to speak up? I don't know if they're going to be on point or not, but let me give them a chance. Hi there, caller. Your area code 707.
Hi, Carrie. I just wanted to, I don't mean to change the subject, but about Dutch Sense. I don't know if you saw, but last weekend, I've been following Dutch Sense ever since before he got kind of popular. And he was friends with this guy named Patriotic Space, another YouTube user. And during, he went across the country with his Geiger counter, you know, taking radiation readings, and he met up with Patriotic Space, and they hung out, and they did, like, shows together. They did mutual videos. And after his first interview with you, Patriotic Space started putting out weird videos against Dutch Sense, like some kind of drama. And he was recording Dutch's phone calls and saying, like, oh, he's a trust fund baby, and he's getting all these donations, and he's going to be on the Discovery Channel. And then the next day, the videos were gone, taken down, and Dutch kept putting up more, you know, earthquake videos and heartbreak videos. But some weird drama happened. I don't know if you know who Patriotic Space is. He's some kind of weird guy.
But someone was telling me there was a whole war that broke out on YouTube. So I guess this is the war you're talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah. It just disappeared. Like, Patriotic Space took all the videos down. Dutch never mentioned anything about it. And I don't know if his friend Max, who got shot, if he has anything to do with this. But it just was some weird drama, and I wasn't sure if you were aware of that.
Well, I'm not aware exactly of this person that you're talking, Patriotic Space. I do know somebody already wrote to me or something. You know, people write things to me. But all I can tell you is my intuitive take on Dutch Sense, which is that he's a good-hearted, legitimate guy. Now, that doesn't mean that he, you know, maybe he has an income from some certain places. So what? That doesn't make him a bad person.
Yeah. No, I agree. I like Dutch Sense a lot. I don't care. I wish him the best. I hope he gets donations. But I'm just saying he was attacked by this guy who he befriended, Patriotic Space. That's his name. He's just this bald hick guy that puts out harpering videos, and, you know, he's in the Midwest.
I know, but why did the guy attack him? Do you know? Like, what was his big thing?
I think when Dutch mentioned something about going on the Discovery Channel or doing something with them, I think he just got jealous, and I think he was like, I think I want it to be for the people, you know, you're starting to just have it be all about you and not getting up the news out to the people.
Well, you know, the people watch Discovery. You know, that's it. Really interesting because Project Camelot, you know, we're not supposed to talk about it anymore. But pretty soon I just say, you know, screw it, because we did a pilot recently.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag. flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it, like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation. Grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Listen to the Vinny Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Live worldwide weekdays, 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinny Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
Been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come.
Okay,
and
I believe
it could be.
Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Dr. John Waterman, and we are having a very good time over here talking about all kinds of craziness that's going on out there and this Dutch scent situation. Dr. Waterman was just talking to me during the break about, you know, because he has a background in this whole I would call it DEA, but I don't know what you would call it, Dr. Waterman. But the idea that the Dutch's friend was shot with an AK-47, and I have a whistleblower who made a comment about that. So I'm very interested to hear your point of view, and then I'm going to tell you what my whistleblower said and see what you think.
Okay. When you have, if his friend is been shot and his friend was not a witness or a participant in a higher-level drug cartel dealings, then this would have been an alphabet agencies, because, you know, your everyday Joe in the street that sells pot to his next-door neighbor doesn't run around, as far as I know, with AK-47s and banging on people and shooting them out of Humvees, which is what happened to his friend. So unless his friend was involved at higher levels of drug stuff. Now, no, I wasn't DEA. My cousin was, but it starts, well, it's a long story, but anyway, I'm a little bit familiar with it because I have two venues where I had to testify against these guys in federal court, and there were 17 witnesses, and I was the only one left after the threats and everything that came down and disappearances of people. So I know what goes on. When you get escorted by a bunch of law enforcement and private security guards all the way around you in and out of court, then you know you're into the big time. And it's not what I had in mind, but that's what I ended up in doing is testifying. So I know when they start talking about getting shot by these kind of vehicles, hey, yeah, they could have had some, you know, money and bought a Humvee, but they usually don't. People that are responsible enough to have a nice business and a good lucrative income don't usually run around jeopardizing it by shooting people out of that car and with an AK-47, which is what I heard got reported to the friend of Dutch Sense. Now, the drama between them, to me, sounds like an argument or a discussion that took their attention away from the train coming down the tracks, and if they don't keep focused, they're going to get hit by that train, and so will other people. They just need to go on, because I think Dutch has a fairly solid argument for what he's trying to convey. So that's my
point. Absolutely. Well, thank you for that. You know, what's interesting is a couple things. First of all, to get back to that AK-47 situation. Now, I talked to a person who has a substantial background in agenting, you know, whatever you want to call that with the alphabet folk. And he said that, you know, first of all, if five guys hit you with an AK-47, they're not going to miss. So they can't be that incompetent. So, and I have to concur on that, even though I'm no expert. And so the idea is that they have to miss on purpose. And to miss on purpose with an AK-47, especially five, he was shot, well, I don't know, were there five guys or five shots? No, they shot him five times.
Five times, yeah.
Okay, so you know, I mean, that's a lot of times. Okay, so basically you kill a guy if you have any skill whatsoever, especially, my understanding, they walk into the guy's bedroom and shoot him. So, so what happens there is that it was a hit, but it was meant to keep him alive for some reason. And so that makes it a bit suspicious right off the bat. Then there's the issue that this particular person told me that he thought, you know, basically it had to be drug related. It sounds like a drug hit. I agree. But I believe that Dutch would have mentioned that somehow, because it seems just logical that you would mention that if your friend was hit, it was part of some kind of a drug hit for some reason. You know, my friend's innocent, but he, whatever. I don't think he, you know what I'm saying? I don't think he would have publicized it even unless it was suspicious. And then as far as the train going down the tracks, bottom line here is that Dutch Sense has done a very brave thing and a very intelligent thing. He has basically set aside so-called authorities, and he has gone on his own to investigate the real truth behind what's going on. And if you listen to my interview with him, he goes step by step through his process and how he kind of got to where he is today. And, you know, that's what's great. It's the fact that he bucks authority, that he wasn't listening to authority, and that he was willing to investigate further. It doesn't matter if you don't agree with his conclusions, most of which he's still open to taking more information on, and he keeps an open mind, which I also like about him. But the bottom line is that he's very brave, and somebody is trying to shut him up. That's another reason, because that's why Camelot, me as Camelot, that's why I went to interview him, is to protect him, to make sure he gets even more known so that they don't feel they can knock him off. So there it goes. So I don't know about this guy who's challenging him or where he's coming from or what his issue is, but I started to say as we went to break that, you know, people love to take people like Project Camelot, people that are just good-hearted, that spend all their money and all their time revealing the truth and attack them right and left. And they can usually make up the most bogus lies about people and put them out there, and people believe them. It's amazing. So what I would say about that is just because you go on television doesn't make you no longer trustworthy. And we were approached to do a pilot for a company, for a network called True TV. Some of you might know about it. We've kept quiet about it all this time. But the bottom line is we did the pilot, and now it's sitting on the shelf. So I'm not supposed to say anything more about it because I'm supposed to be under contract right now. But actually, the network itself is not following through with the contract from what I understand because they haven't aired the pilot. And I'm sure that if and when they air the pilot, there would be all kinds of, back channel stuff saying we sold out, we did this, we did that. But not if you watch the damn thing. And it's amazing how people don't do their homework, because people would rank on us and have never watched one video. It's quite amazing. And I can just talk to somebody and tell what they've seen and what they haven't. And I'm sure you've experienced that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, they go into, well, there's a lot of things that some of your whistleblowers have actually reported that I can verify and back up. Take, for example, Peterson. What Peterson was talking about as far as technology, I possess. I mean, I actually possess that technology. I use it in a clinic setting. So I actually do know that what he was talking about exists, and I use it. And I have used it for a long time. So, yeah, there's some what we need to do, though, is just keep the forum open, keep the mind open, try and figure out if it kind of strikes a chord and makes sense to you, and, try and keep the egos out of it. We all get fooled. Carrie, there's a lot of things that I've done that I've had to second guess after I did it. Why'd I do it? Hoping that I was doing it for the right reason. But so many times, you know, people get on and they want to just, you know, get on the radio or do something, and they're it's showboating for them. There's an ego to it. When really I prefer sitting back in a warm, comfy chair with a nice fireplace, drinking my hot favorite beverage or cold, depending on what year it is, and then just enjoying as much of this as I can, because, folks, we've got some real serious issues coming. I'm going to tell you, when you start hearing some of it and you actually get it in front of you and you see it in real life, it is so disturbing that you begin to know you're in the middle of the frying pan, and you might have they're getting ready to jump out into the fire, and you just need a break from it because it's really disturbing. It gets real distressing because you begin to realize you're in a world where in 36 hours later, your life is in jeopardy. And that's how this kind of world works. You can be, I've sat in Chicago in 36 hours, had guns pointed at me in a foreign country. So there's a reality here that needs to, you know, be managed and handled with care and very carefully take the ego out of it, because this is serious stuff, Carrie. People get killed for this. I mean, many people in the economic world, I mean, for crying out loud, that's one of the biggies. You get too far in it, get too much stuff, people get killed and shot for anything having to do with central banks and banking, and that's about what they're ready to do. And there's about three or four main categories in our economy that are coming to a peak all at the same time. Exposure of the big banks, which will and happen, along with a big gun, project down in Mexico where the drug cartels were coming in with guns and stuff. It's called Gun Runner Operation. You've probably heard. What's stopping all this is the Attorney General of the United States. There's an operation in movement right now to remove him so they can pry the door open, because the story in the street, which has just gotten published by an insider, and I would be guessing who it was, so I mean it doesn't make any difference who it was. It does sound like some particular high-level Democratic insiders that I've heard before, but it's going to get dangerous, and I can tell you what that is after this break, what they're saying, but it's kind of concerning.
Absolutely. Well, I'm very curious. I'd like to hear what that book is as well.
We'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeelite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeelite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeelite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
Julie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Dr. John Waterman. Dr. Waterman, where were we right before the break? Because I think we're talking about something fairly important.
Well, we were talking about the insiders and what was being discussed in the White House about what's, on the mind of the president, really, is what it amounts to in this insider. In fact, it's been all over the internet on some of the more political, places about what this insider had to say. It's not been revealed who it is, but who it sounds like, I'm going to tell you who I think it is. I could be totally wrong, so I stand corrected. But this is an insider that, you know, you can hear the agenda. This is somebody that loves the Clintons. They're deep inside the democratic process as an advisor. I mean, they have access to the president. They're a dyed-in-wool Democrat type, so they're really into this Hegelian dialectic stuff, thinking that their side's the greatest, you know. But he said that, there's a lot of things that the media has reported that isn't true. For example, during this debt ceiling crisis, it was reported that Obama walked out on Republicans in a meeting. And this Democratic insider said that's not true. He walked out on Democrats. There's this big dysfunction going on inside the Democratic Party right now, because where Obama wants to take and what he wants to do, not even hardcore Democrats are willing to go there. He's saying that even Obama's thinking about having race riots just to throw it into the face of the American establishment and middle class people, and that he's, ready to do this. So a plan is afoot to get rid of Attorney General Eric Holder so that this wall that protects the president will be torn down. And when that's down and they're in between attorney general and generals, they're going to attack Obama with everything they've got. And the one biggest one that's supposedly going to pop up is going to be this Operation Gunrunner that has to do with drugs coming in the country. So we're way back to the days of the Clinton era when they were running drugs and money in this country, or drugs and guns in and out of this country. And so we've got us another MENA connection or, Oliver North scenario. We've got us a whole big thing that's going to unwrap. And when that does, apparently Obama's ready to go to war with everybody, including the banks. That's why the bank people are like, even three dissenters in the Fed's board have dissented against Bernanke. You've never seen that in the history of the economy. But really what I'm seeing is a very controlled, David Icke says it the best, problem, reaction, solution set up for us so that they can move into a venue with the money systems they have in place where they escape having to be liable for anything, they being the bank, the bigger boys in the banks, and still get to make more and more consolidation of wealth and get out of this scot-free. Now, what does that all mean? Well, by the way, that whistleblower acts, talks, has language like, and a political alignment that really mimics a guy that might be making this insider, James Carville. I don't know for sure, but if it is, then he knows his stuff. I'll just have to tell you, he would have that kind of information. And this man, Obama, this guy that calls himself the President of the United States, is basically, he said, at war with the people in this country, and he just doesn't give a rip anymore. So there was a point in time when Obama was about ready to step down, but he said, F you, America, I'm just going to throw it in your face. So that's what's going on. You have high-powered central Democratic people, advisors, and powerful people in the Democratic process going, man, this is terror, and they're fighting to rescue what they call their Democratic Party at the expense of getting rid of a president, attorney general, and a whole process. So there's a big war going on right now, a big split in Washington, and that's being reported. That was reported in a three-part series of an insider. And it's all over the internet now, so you can find that. Just probably it's even at Rents. I don't know, but that's what's going on. And while at the same time, you know, why is Bernanke in Jackson Hole, Wyoming? Who do we know that's from Wyoming? What guy became vice president we all despise because of his ruthless killing of people on this planet?
Cheney.
From Wyoming. Cheney. Hey, come on. Give me a break. The guy's, you know, this is a Democratic Party. They can't be having the Bernanke meet with Cheney in offices. Of course, you know, Cheney's the only one in the whole world that can't keep his office from catching on fire. And, you know, with all the security systems in place and all the people around, there's no fire extinguisher in his office in Washington burns up, you know. Come on, give me a break. The guy is meeting, Bernanke, with Cheney and all the power elite, the Bush side of the House, because there's some big coup going to happen in our monetary establishment. Now, everybody can call me nuts, but that's fine with me. Just kind of keep that in your, you know, bag of tricks, folks, to get ready to hear and be aware of, because that's where it's going. And we've got this changing of the system, monetary system coming, but it's going to come at the expense of all us losing jobs and being broke and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Right. But, it, you know, in many ways it's a system that needs to crash. And I have to say that I've been getting back channel information as well on this, on some of this story. And Bernanke is... Well, if you read the White Hat reports, you will be up on knowing that Bernanke is in on the game, and that the Bush cabal has been trying to basically gain back their foothold over the populace here in the U.S. and put some things into place. And I imagine if they're all up there, you know, you can imagine what direction it's going, which is not a positive one. I do know that certain parties have become very much off the radar of late, very interesting. And so more and more people are saying that something's coming down, even people outside the country. I'm being told to stand by with, you know, not to get somebody paranoid out there, but you know, to have a certain amount of cash on hand, to have, you know, water and have half a tank of gas at all times, all that kind of stuff.
Well, I wouldn't trust any banks with money right now. It's just a given. If you're, you know, so what? You put it under your mattress, as long as your place doesn't burn up, you'll be okay. I mean, really, the only reason you've got it in a bank is maybe for convenience, and if you have a lot, you can't get it out without a penalty. But there are people that can actually get you money out of retirement funds and move them over without a penalty, and it'll be into hard assets like gold or silver, and that can happen. So it's not like they're stuck in something, you can't get it out.
Well, and gold went down today. I have gotten inside information that gold and silver are going to go skyrocket, and I mean really skyrocket. I mean, the insider source that I'm hearing is talking about gold going up to $35,000 an ounce, I think. And not 5,000, they said 35,000. So I know that sounds crazy. But apparently, I have to say that this source sounded pretty darn legitimate in many ways.
J.P. Morgan, Carrie, is going to buy out Bank of America. And it's got to do with the fact that they've leveraged themselves with a lot of that gold. J.P. Morgan. Bank of America couldn't get any if they wanted to. I mean, they'd like to. But
well, my understanding is that China's buying all the gold around the planet.
Well, they're buying quite a bit of it, but their day's coming. And, you know, what they've been doing is capitalizing and buying, you know, they buy about 55% of the concrete every year for the last years. They're buying, they're building cities that are empty. And it's because they don't care. They need to work the economy so that their GNP, that's the gross national product, for the ratings that it takes to make their monetary system have the clout they want internationally, that's all they're interested in. They don't care if people live in them or not. That's why. It's all about their GNP, keeping it busy and putting it into their country. Well, you know, if I were them, they got to stop and think. It's just like here. You can't focus on the corp. It's a fake thing that doesn't need to eat, breathe, or anything. You need to focus on people. If you focus on people, your nation will be healthy. And they don't. They're a ruthless regime that doesn't care. And so tons of people without places to live, or, you know, 70% of some of these cities, and some of them completely 100% empty. That's a crime right there. And they're saying they're able to be, they could have been used.
Sure. Well, there's all kinds of planning going on underground in China, from what I understand. They are making big plans. I have been contacted with somebody, believe it or not, who offered me a ticket to the underground base in China. Oh, I said they're going to be able to tell that I'm not one of them. Hello.
Did they offer you? Did they give you? You could do a facelift and, you know, get some.
Even if my reputation didn't precede me, I actually want to take a left turn here, because there's something very interesting going on. I don't know if, you know, some of the people listening are subscribers to BenjaminFulford.net, which is Benjamin Fulford's blog. It costs $8 a month, and I am a subscriber because, you know, Benjamin does have some information from time to time that's useful and can be interesting, although I don't agree with his, let's say, his take on some of his information. But what's really interesting is the day we had the major quake in Washington, D.C., the first line of Benjamin's blog that day said that the world knows the U.S. corporate government headquartered in the mini state of Washington, D.C. is doomed. Now, what I want to know is that a coincidence? Do we have a major quake in the middle of Washington, D.C. the same day that Benjamin writes that line? Or is there something else going on here than meets the eye?
Well, if you're asking my opinion, it's not hard to say we're doomed. And we could have been saying that every day for the last year or so and not been wrong, because it's a big ship, folks, and it's going to sink slow, but that doesn't mean we're not sinking, and it's big, you know. So when we do sink, you don't get out of it. There's no life rafts for it. But I think probably, yeah, he's probably got some contacts. In fact, after this broadcast is over, he goes live on Rents tonight, so maybe he'll bring something up in that category. But, you know, I hear, in my opinion of Fulford, is he's got the contacts, but a lot of times I hear the personal agenda he wishes to have happen popping up. So you have to filter it. But was that a coincidence? I couldn't tell you. You know, I don't see anything cloaked in it. I think Fulford would be the kind of person, if he knew it, he'd say it's going to get zapped by, you know, some oriental heart machine or something, you know, or whatever. You know, I think he would have just told.
Well, maybe not. You know, you can just extrapolate if you wish. But, see, you have to look at the Rothschild-Rockefeller sort of division that's going on and the game that's being played. And then you begin to maybe figure out who Benjamin's been talking to, what they've been saying, and why they might want to so-called put some sort of, for a lack of a better term, the fear of God in certain people. Because I can say that, you know, I mean, Earth, we're talking weather wars. There are weather wars going on, as a matter of course, around the world constantly. And these earthquakes, et cetera, are all part of it. You can't just separate it out and say, well, sometimes it's this and sometimes it's that. It's true that sometimes it's going to be a hit and sometimes it's going to be an accident, actually, because you've got the butterfly effect going on big time, in which they are reaping the sort of the fruits of their own labor and reaping what they sowed. Sometime, you know, after they really intended to. And so what's really interesting now is that we have this situation going on financially with regard to the banks and with regard to what's going on in the American system. But we also have some very heavy-duty earth changes, maybe centered around the New Madrid Fault, maybe centered around Yellowstone, Where it's being triggered from, I can't say, but I can say that we do have renewed activity, obviously, in the area of even where you are, the Ozarks.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we do. It's worldwide, actually. The activity is everywhere.
Sure.
What's the latest one on Peru? Was it like 8 or something? I can't remember.
Well, I mean, you know, you can do the math, but basically some people are saying it was a 7. Some people are, you know, it's down, being downgraded like as usual, per usual, to, I think somebody said it was a 6.4. But, you know, that's it. What we have is we have a substantial earthquake in Peru in the last day. Whether it's being triggered as a result of some of the things that's going on with other places around the globe, I don't know. There seems to be a ripple effect, no doubt about it. But I also have to say that, again, there are some areas that are being targeted more than others. You know, you can't really get around that. And, of course, it's hard to say where the wind will shift to next, but there's definitely some focus right now on the East Coast.
I just read a report that said that, you know, we've got lots of different kinds of food, but by and large, the American, North American diet is centered in grains. No matter how you shake it or anything, it's in grains. Whether it be in a tofu, a vegetarian, which is grain, or wheat, obviously grain. That, you know, whether you're doing a vegetable thing or you're doing a meat thing, everything's in grain, and you got to stop and think, yeah, that's, you know, that's true. And so, you know, 1% of the population in this country feeds the rest of the country. That's a scary thought.
Yeah, that's amazing. They don't want to grow their own gardens, right?
Right. There's 2 train tracks that bring the food to the East Coast from the Midwest. That's it.
Really?
That's it. There's 2 of them. That's all.
Wow.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it, like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation. Grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
Okay, this is Dr. Radio, and we're talking to Dr. John Waterman about the State of the Union and the planet. Dr. Waterman, let's see, right before we ended, was there something that you wanted to talk about in regard to seeds or food or, you know, what was being shipped?
Well, the foods, by the way, we've just got information. Foods all across the board, from major suppliers to large grocery chains, are going to go up 6% across the board. Now, that may not sound like much, Kerry, but that's the first of many coming. So, and it's because of a shortage. We've got a food problem, and you know, it's not an accident. It doesn't give us a conclusion. But we definitely, I think, need to begin to realistically connect the dots between the fact that they're collapsing the economy while at the same time we're having all this earth changing going on. Now, you know, a lot of people would say, wow, the technology, where did that technology come to do the weather? So we go back to Nazi Germany and we start talking about that connection. So we have that. Now, keep that in mind for a second and compare that to who's collapsing the economy and what group runs the central banks. What group have we so often what race of people have we so often associated with controlling the central banks? And we can just start with what race of people have constantly held the chairman of the Federal Reserve. Now, I'm getting to a point here. It's Jewish. Isn't it interesting that we have the collision of an economic environment which could be controlled by central banks, by one group of people, and at the same time we're seeing a conflict occurring and beginning to peak with technology that was actually the nemesis of these people in World War II and the technology they held? Isn't that just kind of really bizarre that we have the height and the peak of two systems of factions of groups that hated each other's guts, so to speak, and here they are at their peak and we're at war? We're seeing it. I think we might want to start connecting the dots there.
Well, I think it's a little more complex also because, well, of course, I have to bring in the Anunnaki connection. And then you have to bring in, you know, religion and how that's blinded the masses to all kinds of things and so on. So I think that, you know, you can go back to World War II. You can look at the Jewish issue and you can look at the Nazi issue because both of those groups, seem to be at odds, but actually behind the scenes, I believe they were working together in some areas.
Exactly.
Now, of course,
yeah. I agree with you 100%.
So that's where the whole bloodline issue comes to the fore and all kinds of stuff. You know, I also want to throw something out there in terms of what's happening here in the future. Like, I know that you have been thinking that there was something coming down the pike for quite some time, so you've been preparing, right?
That's right. Yep.
Yeah. Sure. And there are plenty of people that have been in that mindset and have been preparing. There are other people who haven't really prepared all that much. What is interesting is that we seem to be coming to some very strategic points in the fall here. And I think it's worth looking at those points when you take, for example, Elenin, and you take where we're going as a planet. And I've gotten some whistleblower testimony recently that told me that certain groups are being told to pull back at this time. People that were out there talking are being told not to talk. I don't know if you've noticed this.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. This is what's coming to me anyway. And then there's another side to that where some people are saying there are some groups that are also saying that they actually don't care what certain of us do anymore because things have gotten to such a juncture that they figure, you know, their scenario is just going to move forward at this point, that there's very little to stop it. And what I would say to that and to all of the stuff that's going on again is that you still can't take consciousness out of the equation. You can't take what an awake and aware populace, the power behind that, and what that can mean for the scenario ahead. And so I think that, you know, if you're listening to this program and if you have a friend or a family member, the more awake and aware that person is, the better off we're all going to be. Because this is a rolling snowball, if you will, this energetics that we're in. And therefore, it behooves you to perhaps put some things in front of your friends and family that maybe in the past you would have withheld. And I think you're being facilitated, and this is the other thing, that we all elected to be here now. And we know that there are certain things coming down the pike because it's like a game board that we elected to join in on. And there are certain points at which those major moves, we have sort of accepted that we will experience them. And that depends on where you are on the globe, et cetera, et cetera. But it begins to look like that. And so what I would say to you is that people that are not awake right now are going to be experiencing these changes, whether they be having their economic world rocked or having their physical world rocked by, let's say, an earthquake, so that they have to change their trajectory. And this is what's key. Because the more people that begin to change their trajectory even before these events happen are going to find themselves in a different situation and perhaps a better situation.
I agree.
So what do you say to that?
I agree to that. From the standpoint that we can have a lot of things in our lives met in a physical way, food, water, air, shelter, so forth. But if we don't have hope, you can have all those things and you will die. I mean, POWs have died because they've lost hope. You know, those are the kind of things that cause people just to give up, and they don't really realize they're giving up. Maybe somebody that they've been married to for 50 years passed away. They're still eating. They're still getting an income. They have a place to live. They got clothes on their back. They're not freezing to death, and they die. They've lost hope. So I know a lot of people cling to resolutions for hope, but even if that isn't the case, Carrie, I believe it's always the right thing is always to do the right thing. The right thing might not be successful or might be slim odds of being successful. It doesn't mean that you don't move forward with what you're supposed to do, because there's always still a slim chance, whatever, however slim that is, through hope, that it will work. And never should we just let them have it. We should fight with every fiber of our being. And who knows, there could be a purpose in that. Just to see what path you end up on might be because of the fight that you had for the right thing. And that might put you on an eternal destiny that's different because of that action. And and that gets pretty philosophical. I mean, you know, that's really deep.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But I think it's true. You know, I think a lot of people don't realize how important the decisions they make every day are. I have people writing to me right now, and some of them are young, and some of them are actually quite frightened. Some are frightened because they've been pawns of the powers that be, and they've been messed with and, well, mind-controlled or genetically messed with or whatever. And actually, some of these people are being quiet. They're basically holding their cards very quietly. And I believe that a person needs to follow their own conscience in this matter. However, I will say that standing on ceremony and allowing sort of other people to stand out there and fight the fight for you is not what it's really about at this time.
No, it's not at all. We can't have that. In fact, Carrie, I believe there'll be remnants of people that are like-minded enough to be in a support mode, and that's all we need. Is we really just need to, every time I have a broadcast on my broadcast, I always tell people, you might be deep in the resistance, but you are not alone. Too many people give up because they feel alone. They feel like they're in the battle alone. Well, tonight when you were on the radio, there were thousands of people listening, Carrie, and some of them, they might think they're alone, but we had enough to fill up a stadium tonight listening. And that's not alone. That's a long ways from being alone. Can you imagine what that many people that put their mind to it could accomplish? I mean, for crying out loud, that would just be a juggernaut for, you know, the right purpose. It could be wonderful.
Absolutely. And along those lines, you know, kind of to talk about the Dutch sense kind of war that's going on in YouTube, whatever you want to call that. You know, when you get into this battle between personalities, that's exactly what the powers that be or the powers that were want to see happen. That's really what they want you to spend your energy doing. They want you to pick people apart with personality defects, et cetera, because that keeps your eye off the ball. And that keeps your eye off them and the wrong things that they are doing in your name. So instead of turning around, you know, and looking at your brother and finding fault, I think we're much better off if we look outside at the situation and ask oneself, how can I help? How can I change the trajectory of what's going on? And, you know, and use things like, for example, Project Camelot, because it just started with the two of us saying, let's do this. And for all intents and purposes, we became a movement after that. And I believe we're still growing. So, and there are plenty more people like us out there that have been doing the right thing and working in sort of the name of waking people up, like yourself, like Rebecca Jernigan, who for whatever reason wasn't able to make the show tonight. and so on. And just because there's an obstacle doesn't mean stop. What it actually, I mean, I don't know how you are, but you're probably a little like me. When you see an obstacle, that just makes you work harder, right?
It gives you an incentive. And, you know, I'm an Aquarius, so we're really fighting the establishment anyway. I mean, we just kind of have that built in our system, and I don't mean to just make it all blamed on my, you know, my astrological sign. But there are people that really, you know, it sparks them. I mean, sometimes people need that spark. But, you know, we're all different skill levels, too. Somebody can paint a better picture than us. There's always going to be a person that can pull a trigger on a gunslinger faster than the one that you know about. You know, that's not the point. The point is, how are we personally reacting to the issue? That's what's important, is how we behave with the issue. Now, I'm not saying there's any, this is going to fix things. I mean, even in the dogma of the mainstream church, they have, it even states in their guidebook called the Bible that if you repent, this won't happen. So what I'm trying to say is there's real teachings that says if you decide to change your direction, it's possible. And I'm not sure what the directions are for the nation, but I know that personally, each person, and nobody knows that, but each person can make their world better if they just focus on making it better in their little spot. You know, I put out a long time ago, Carrie, I'm just going to tell you this, because this, I had a time in my life which was really, really a testing. I mean, right now I'm having a fairly serious health issue. But I put together a little bookmark to put in my planners and my books and stuff. And on it, it said, I need hope. The I stands for identify your need, and then understand your need. Then the E stands for emotions. And then the ED in need is establish a direction. But the last part of hope stands for helping other people every day. We have to focus on a world that's not just about me. If we can't become a people that have some empathy, we've lost it. Now, remember too, Carrie, that this whole technology that we have at our hands has been attacking our ability to be real people, because it's foisted us into a virtual world, and we don't have to have any empathy there.
Okay, when we come back, we'll address that. Thank you.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag, flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it, like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation. Grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Live worldwide weekdays 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
Radio, and we're talking to Dr. John Waterman, and during the break we were talking about how Dr. Waterman ought to have a show on American Freedom Radio, and I just want to second the motion. You know, we have shared radio show time together over the years, and I just want to say that he's one of the best out there in my opinion, so he's a very valuable asset to any radio situation that's out there, any radio network. Should be proud to have him. And the other thing is I want to give a plug to Sean David Morton, who is one of my Awake and Aware speakers. And, again, we're having a very important Project Camelot conference all about global consciousness and how that's a united global consciousness is a real game changer. And we've got incredible speakers, and I just want to say you should come on down and join us. For this event, we've got Friday night, George Norrie is coming down, and he's going to be introducing the speakers. And on the Friday night, we're having a Meet the Speakers party. We're going to have live music, and it's going to be a lot of fun. There are going to be a lot of intelligence agents. You want to call that an oxymoron? No. Just kidding. No, intel agents and all kinds of alphabet agencies on hand, as there always are, and military and ex-military and whistleblowers and whatnot. They show up invariably at these conferences, I have to say, and especially ours. And then we're going to bring them in for you specially as well. Duncan O'Finian and a special mystery guest. We've got Marcia Schaefer. We've got Rich Dolan, Bob Dean, David Wilcock, Graham Hancock, Sean David Morton, who is also starting his new radio show on American Freedom Radio, I believe on the 29th of August, unless I have that wrong. And Richard C. Hoagland is going to give us an update on Elenin and his point of view of what's coming in to our solar system in the very near future, and so on. Nassim Harriman is going to be talking about hyperdimensional physics and consciousness. And let me see if I left anyone out. Miriam Delicato is going to be talking about uniting the tribes around the world and the rainbow tribes. She will have with her, very likely, the Dogon, two of the Dogon representatives that I interviewed on live stream. And I also want to say that I have recently had some stellar guests on my live stream programs, including Dutch Sense, but I've also had Compton Ram Bhatta, who is the originator of Ascended Health. And all those free interviews are now available on YouTube without commercials. Live stream, when it's free, does have commercials, so just an FYI on that. But it's good for recording broadcasting events. I don't know why they closed my account today. They say that I didn't pay my bill, but actually they refunded my money. And so it seems the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing over there. I closed my paying account because, you know, I didn't want to continue to pay them because they charge astronomical amounts of money. And I had a lot of people bad-mouthing my group conferences because they didn't want to pay anything. So I guess they'll go down and waste their money for all kinds of stuff, but they won't pay for the truth. But at any rate, everything else on Camelot is free, and I've done lots of free live stream, and I had a wonderful lawyer. You should talk to this guy. His name is Jonathan Emord, and he's an attorney, and he's a food and drug law attorney and a constitutional lawyer. He's a real patriot. An amazing man, and he was the one who the group with the raw milk situation. He's one of the leaders they turn to represent them. He's been fighting City Hall, as they call it, for a long time, and he's absolutely brilliant and a very, very principled individual. You should listen to my interview with him, first of all, and then I encourage you to contact him. Dr. Waterman, because I think you guys would hit it off big time. And I think he might not even be that far away from where you are at. I don't know for sure, but somewhere.
Well, I'll have to talk to him because maybe he'll know stuff about the Tuskegee experiment and the FDA and the CDC's work there. And, you know, really we're starting to get a lot.
Show is what you should do. I when you get a radio show here, I know you have another radio show already. And I just want to say that it's possible. See, I was supposed to do an update tomorrow with Dutch Sense. We agreed to it on the air last week. And all of a sudden, wake up this morning, and they closed my live stream account. So you can't get in or out. And, I wrote to them. I called them. No word back. And so there we stand. So tomorrow morning, I'm going to have to get up, and I'm going to have to get them on the phone and start yelling at them. And try to get my live stream open so that I can conduct my live stream update with Dutch Sense, who I hope will resurface because, as I say, I haven't been able to get in touch with him. So anyone who's in touch with him knows how to find him. I've got his phone numbers and stuff. No answer. So I left messages, but don't know what's going on with that. So, Dr. Waterman, at this moment, just in terms of where things are at for the next week, because we have like a little less than a week or more before September 1st.
Yes, that's a it's not very far off at all. I can remember that George Green, you and I did our second prediction show, on New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
and we were talking about many of the things that we are now seeing going on. I mean, we haven't even gotten into, and we haven't even touched on, you know, this epidemic that's now going down the east coast of the United States that might end up being, a loose arm of the CDC's experiments on people. We haven't even gotten to the point that we're now still facing some mutated H1N1 issues that are going to be popping up, and here it is fall. So that, you know, is when that starts. And it's just we have a lot of things beginning to go to the next level. And that's not just the frequencies. we have a lot of stuff that we're facing, and it's really something that, like I said before, you know, there are dots connecting them. What we can extrapolate from, you know, all these things. I mean, if you, for example, if you were president, you knew that we were going to have some kind of major earth changes, you probably really wouldn't be too concerned about the economy. I mean, you really wouldn't. What the economy, though, is based on is what people can get done. I mean, it's not about this fake world that we've developed. And how much more enjoyable is it to sit down around a table at your favorite coffee shop or cafe or whatever and actually in person, you know, talk to people and so to speak, have some personal time with people in the flesh, as opposed to the virtual world that we live in. It's really got me a little bit concerned, and it's a big topic to have so little time to talk about it. But, you know, some of these commercials that have been aired in all different venues and places, I run into them when I'm maybe seeing a TV in a grocery store or, you know, wherever, where guys sitting at a table in a fast food place with his friend across from him, and they're texting each other. They're not talking. They're texting each other. You know, this virtual world that we have has – it's synthetic. It's fake. It's not real. You take that cell phone from somebody, the texting away from somebody, and you get them off the chat rooms. You get them out of the, the forums, and you throw them into the real world. They get scared. There's a whole syndrome now surrounding the problem that is starting to come from this virtual life that's being lived, that's artificial. And we've got to start remembering what the war is. The war is to try and turn us into something fake, just like the fiat system that's in our money. It's a fiat fake money system. The real money is us. The real value is what we can produce with our hands. When's the last time, Carrie, we've planted plants in the ground or made furniture? I mean, I have now begun to make furniture with reclaimed wood. It doesn't look like it. And I'm doing it to sacred geometry because I just had to start doing something that had some real 3D to it. I had to get more grounded. Now, as much as we might want to elevate ourselves to a whole nother existence, it shouldn't bring us to a point where we feel ungrounded, where we feel uncomfortable. It should be something that we experience and get a lot of comfort from it. And what's happening is, because of all this virtual life that we have, you're finding people unable to get back out in the real world and deal with reality that you and I need to be dealing with. And that's what I think, by the way, is so good about, you know, like the Awaken Aware Conference. You're in the flesh. You're really there. I mean, that's different. It's so much. So what makes it so much different?
It's very powerful, no doubt about it, to have people in the same place at the same time. And I have to say, we are trying to extend it to what we call community screenings around the world, where people are going to go down to local venues and also be able to meet people in their neighborhoods and get to know people around the world and watch our conference, so that the people that watch our conference don't just do it by themselves sitting at their computer. We're arranged to create these amazing, experiences of themselves around the world, and we're rolling that out very shortly. It's going to be part of the Awaken Aware Conference, and I have to say that it's actually going to be a model that a lot of conferences are going to try to copy us on. It's going to take off, I think, like wildfire. It's a fascinating idea, and I'm going to credit my
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand, conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.